In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Chad Smith, research specialist at the University of Missouri Delta Center in Portageville, Missouri. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One example, Monsanto's just recently came out with Parlay. That is an older metolachloric product that has been used. It's also been released under another name, such as Stalwart, and was originally Dual. You can apply it and it helps provide more residual weed control, especially when you have weeds such as Palmer amaranth, just recently discovered glyphosate resistance. That becomes a very important factor, is to have weed control options other than glyphosate.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Reflexis just recently came on the market as a pre-emergent label, which it used to be only lay-by, if I recall. And Reflex as a pre-emergent, actually, it's done very well in our studies as far as extending Palmer amaranth control throughout the season. We have some studies showing that up to 8 weeks after applications, we were still seeing greater than 90% control of Palmer amaranth. However, with Reflex, it's only labeled for sandy soils, so there's a lot of places, especially in the Delta part of this state, that you might not be able to apply it because of the heavy clay and excessive crop injury that might occur.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've tested a lot of fall-applied herbicides in our studies, trying to get some residual and get some control. Horseweed is a plant that germinates from the fall. We've actually had studies that it will germinate as early as September, October, and then germinate continuously all through spring. So you're looking at a long time period of control. We tested Invoke and we found that we can actually get some pretty good control in a fall applied program and carry it through to the spring.